When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And the question's always like, do these profiles just float in the atmosphere?
Right.
And according to this article, only for 30 days.
Right. That stuck out to me too. Of like,
that How much did that stick out?
Yeah.
So much.
Because it is such just like an excuse that people use of like, oh, well, I forgot to delete it.
Mm-hmm.
But you opened it at least 30 days ago.
Right.
Or at most 30 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
And at least today.
At least 30 days ago, I'm retracing your steps.
Yeah.
Yeah, at least opened the app and looked at it.
Ugh.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Shooters Gotta Shoot. I am your co-host, Erica Spira.
And I'm Molly DeMillier.
And we've got a great episode for you this week. We're going to be talking about some findings on the Bumble dating app algorithm. So we found a little piece from it's from the Pickup Bros. This is from a study where they tested over hundreds of people trying different methods to see how it worked out.
The Pickup Pros are just really, they're out there grinding.
I mean,
you know,
I respect the hustle. Yeah. I'm trying to help people. Some of the advice you won't like.
I mean, they're self-proclaimed professionals.
Right, exactly. So anyway, thank you all for tuning in, as always. And if you haven't left us a review, do that real quick. Just throw us a review. It takes 5 seconds on Apple Podcasts. And if you guys want to help out the show, we have a Patreon. Patreon.com/shootersgottashoot. And I recently had someone message me saying, how is Patreon spelled? Patreon.com/shootersgottashoot. We got a lot of juicy stuff happening over there. We just celebrated Molly's birthday.
We got some spicy stuff coming up for next week.
Happy birthday, Molly. We shot some shots.
Oh, yeah.
And I have an update today. I'll give this little teaser. A friend that came out with us, a man commented on her Venmo his phone number.
No way. I didn't even know this. That's
it
amazing.
Just happened like an hour ago. She texted me and was like, that dude we met commented on a Venmo transaction. Just his phone number.
The one that I sent out, because I thought I made them all private, or just a random Venmo
transaction.
I don't
know, like a random one.
That's crazy.
It's like of all the places you could find people, Instagram.
Venmo.
I just love it. It's like, Venmo, this is safe. I'll publicly put my phone number on someone's Venmo. So we might have an update on that scenario. So
I mean, they were thirsty.
Yeah, you know, I think everyone's thirsty right now. This is a very thirsty time. That's why we're talking about dating app things. Because last week we talked about Hinge, and I dropped in the episode, I think I indirectly pulled Don't Name the Puppy, as we say.
Oh.
I spoke of I was going on a date, which then, of course, means the date did not happen.
Yeah, no.
But someone I was supposed to go on a date with, you know when you kind of are on an app or anything, or you get someone's number, and then you just have this gut feeling, you're like, I don't think this is going to happen.
Oh, for sure.
Like, you already feel a laziness or something off.
Yeah.
And I felt that. And I remember it was like the day before we were supposed to get brunch on a Sunday. I was out with Iris and Alexis and my sister, actually.
Okay.
Having dinner. And I threw the question to the table of, if you're supposed to meet someone on a day, like you pick a day that gets picked, at what point is your cutoff of like, I haven't heard time, place, reconfirming, like, do you have a cutoff day or time that's like, okay, if I don't hear from him by like 3 o'clock the day before, like, I'm not gonna go on that date.
Yeah, well, especially if it's like a weekend, because then it's like, well, I'm not gonna sacrifice other plans.
Exactly.
I usually say the day before, and this actually happened with Space Jam.
Ooh, okay.
I didn't hear from him because we were supposed to be going out on a Sunday, I believe. Because it was Labor Day weekend. And so I hadn't heard from him, but I wanted to go. I didn't have anything else going on. So I just sent him a message. I was like, hey, are we still game for tomorrow? And then he was like, yeah, absolutely. But if I wasn't into the person, I wouldn't have sent the confirmation text. So it would have been like, whatever, exactly. You know, but this one, I was genuinely interested in going. So I think it also depends on that. Like, do you think if you had sent him a message, it would have kicked him into gear?
No.
Okay.
I don't. Because okay. I got a vibe when we talked and switched to texting, because there was something in the middle of the week. I got a message about something and I responded. I was like at dinner with a friend. So I was like, oh, I'm out with my friend.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was some like joke he made of like, oh, we're in a fight now, like trying to kid.
Yeah, like a fourth grader?
Yeah. Don't know. Or he made some joke about like ghosting. And I was like, I don't.
Also not
people.
A funny topic.
Yeah, it's that it was that thing of the conversation that happened. It was like a double down of like, you know, when you get into some type of conversation with someone and it's like there's only been like one little joke between you, but then they keep making that same joke.
That's infuriating. That's one of my biggest pet peeves.
It's so infuriating. Like I already was like, I'm annoyed, but I was like, no, just be polite. Like they're trying to be cute, whatever.
Yeah.
And so he made some joke of like, we're in a fight, and I was like, all right, you get the couch, I'm taking the bed, like joking. And then he was like, oh, I do better there anyway. And I was like, okay, but I stopped answering. I'm like, this is dumb. I also was out with my friend, so I was like, I'm busy,
right?
But there was something in me that was like, I would bet $50 that this date would only possibly happen if I'm the one following up like, hey, did you still want to hang out on Sunday?
Yeah. And if you already don't really want to, then it's like, what's the point of sending that follow-up? Because you're just gonna be like, why did I just do that to myself when he says yes?
Yeah. Do you have a hard rule on this?
I said I think a day before.
Yeah.
I think two is a little much. Because I'd be curious to know if, say, she's supposed to go out on a Friday. There's no confirmation by Wednesday. So then she, like, you know, in her head says it's not happening. If she hears on Thursday, what's the reaction? Is it like, you didn't give me enough time? Or you still go?
I mean, I think it's just like, New York is so brutal that a lot of times it's like, yeah, a lot of these plans you just assume are going to fall through or you're never going to hear from somebody.
Yeah.
But I agree on day before if you've already established a general time and plan.
Right.
If you're like, let's meet up on Sunday, that is so vague.
Yeah. Well, so the only day that I actually disagree with you there is Sunday, though, because it is just kind of usually a like chill day. Like if someone says hang out on Sunday, I automatically assume it's afternoon.
Right. Yeah.
You know, so I think there is an implied time and like thing to do, because most people aren't going to go like boozing on a Sunday, right? Like if you have a 9 to 5, you're going to do something low key, chill out in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so for that, like I wouldn't assume if I don't hear like really quickly that it's not happening, you know, if that makes sense.
I guess that's fair. Okay, let's get into our info here. So the article we found is all about the Bumble algorithm on thepickupbros.com. The link will be in the description of the podcast. So first it just goes over basic stuff like, how does Bumble decide who to show you? It's like, you pick your filters. We all know this.
Yeah.
You
it's
can't,
pretty basic advice. But I do think it is good for people who don't live in cities to actually be real with yourself about the the distance filter, because when I was living in Vermont, like there were people who definitely would have the radius really far. Mm-hmm. Like I knew someone who would be talking to people like 2 hours away.
I mean, to me that's crazy.
Yeah, I'm like, what is the point of this? Like, when are you really ever gonna hang out?
Yeah, 2 hours is a lot.
Yeah, because in where we were in Vermont, that's like Saratoga and it's a much bigger pool.
Yeah,
over there. But it's like, are you going to be driving to Saratoga every weekend? Yeah, like I can get it's fun, but the second the snow flies, get out of here. Like,
yeah, I mean, I'm also imagine someone being a flake that's 2 hours away.
Oh, yeah.
Infuriating.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
It's just not realistic.
I'll co-sign Iris's rule of like, you live 2 hours away, I need a 2 days before confirmation.
Oh, yeah.
If I even would do that.
That's your whole day that you're putting into that.
Long time, right?
Yeah.
All right. So, starts off by saying the best profiles are shown first / you know, your popularity. So when swiping away, the best profiles are shown first. Typically, these are the profiles that are having the most interaction on a given day. There's a lot of debate on this theory, many calling the apps superficial. Guess what? To an extent, it is.
I mean, they absolutely are superficial. You're swiping on an image.
Exactly.
But what do you think about this? Because this was something that caught my attention of, like, it's the accounts are having the most traction. So it's like, isn't that there's the most competition? That's how I read that.
Well, I mean, it has a part that explains it. Do you want me to read this part?
Yeah.
Okay. So one way Bumble determines how popular a profile is by showing it to a large amount of users. It then assigns a base score. So when you're brand new on the app, you're actually getting shown to the most people because right. they're trying to determine your score. And I feel like it's kind of just we throw you out to, say it's like we show you immediately to 100 people and they almost just like decide a percentage of how many people said yes to you and how many said no to you.
Right.
So that's partly your score. And then it says this will give them all the information they need to rank it.
But those are two separate things because the best and most popular. I'm clinging on to the most popular part of this of like it's the accounts are getting the most traction in that day. So it's two things. It's your score and then your popularity at the time is how I read that.
Yeah, I think it's a combo of both. So I think it's first, I think the best part just goes based on how many people say yes to you. And then the popular thing, I think, comes into later in the article when it talks about, like, how active are you on the app? And then other little things of your profile, like, do you have the maximum number of pictures? Mm-hmm. Are they also higher quality photos?
Okay.
Like, if your photos are HD, you're ranked higher than if right. you have, like, poor, blurry photos. And also if you, like, answer three questions on your profile. So it's, like, if you complete it as much as you can, and even, like, I know Bumble has, like, you could put your sign, you could put your height, you could mm-hmm. put if you vote, you could put who you vote for, you could put if you want kids, what you're looking for. Like,
yeah.
they have so many categories because, I mean, like most apps have some type of category. So I think the popularity partly comes with, yes, how active you are on the app. Do you actually message people, especially for women?
Yeah.
It's like there's a lot of women that go on Bumble and... they like don't message anyone. Like they put their Instagram handle in their profile and are like, okay, if a guy really likes me, he'll just message me on Instagram.
A lot of people just like the validation too of being liked and feeling attracted or attractive. So I feel like that happens a lot with women on the apps too, who just, I know so many women who won't message first or they'll wait for a man to do the 24-hour extension because that's their way of saying yes first or opening the conversation first.
Right. Or at least, or like sets them apart in some way, which I don't disagree with that method.
Right.
It's like,
but they got one shot, one opportunity.
Right. But if someone uses the extension, I guess it's like, it's a sure thing of you're like, if I message them, they'll at least respond to my message.
Yeah. I mean, you would hope though that when someone swipes, that's their like agreement that they already are interested in you. But we all know that's not how that works.
Right. But it's something we've all done that where you're like kind of on the fence and you just go, well, I'll just swipe right or say yes. And then
happens.
See. And then you match and you're like, actually, I don't really want to talk to them.
Yeah. Like, so, I don't feel any better about this.
Like I've been doing since I've been back on, since I was like fresh start going back on. I was like, if I do that teeter totter, I'm like, say no.
Yeah.
Like you're teetering and it's almost like, and then that's when I'll pay attention to the little details.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, well, now you're just being superficial.
Right.
Like it's almost like you teeter totter and I'm tall. Then if it's like, oh, if it says 6'3", I'm suddenly like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, but it's like, you didn't like anything. Nothing else made you excited to say yes other than that.
Right. And that's not a good trait to like lead on.
Yeah. It doesn't mean anything.
Right.
Trust me. I've been brokenhearted by many a 6'3" and higher and whatever, you know, but I've just found, I think we all do that. But like when you really catch yourself, you're like, okay,
right.
Let's reassess.
Well, cause if you bring it out into like real life dating scenarios, right. If you meet someone, how many times have you been like, I don't know. And then changed your mind later on.
True.
You know, if they don't catch your eye early on, they're not going to on a second look, you know, or later on.
Yeah, not
really.
Or if
you have to convince yourself to have the conversation, you're not going to want to be there.
Right. Or when you get a sketchy vibe for some reason.
Yep.
Listen to the vibe.
Yeah. Listen to your gut.
Listen to your gut.
Listen to your heart.
Right. I was going to say, I know Bumble also has like Bumble openers. But I've
so
seen
bad.
So many men's so profiles be like, do not use a Bumble opener.
Yeah.
Or also they have like, you can play a game through Bumble now. I've never even attempted one of these.
Oh, God, no.
But it's almost like, what am I going to tic-tac-toe with this person?
Yeah, like,
and like,
what do you learn about that? Like, what?
I don't know.
That's bizarre.
You know, you think they would just throw in like some of the 36 questions that lead to love.
Yeah.
In their little opener. Because I was like, were you on Bumble for a little bit? Did you ever try
Yeah,
it?
Yeah.
You
I've did. Been on, yeah.
Did you feel like you had a go-to opener you would use?
My openers were usually pretty bad. I'd be like, hey, so-and-so, like, how's your Monday? Or like, how's...
Well, a lot of guys don't have anything on their profile.
Right. There's not a lot to go on.
Right. That's why I felt like there was a big swing towards people using Hinge, because they're like, it makes you answer three questions. Mm-hmm. So there has to be some information somewhere mm-hmm. that you can at least try to personalize it. Mm-hmm. Or, as always, you can just go general direction.
Right.
But on Bumble, most of the people write basically nothing.
Right.
So it's like, what am I supposed to do? Like, who's your friend in that photo?
Yeah. Like, what are you supposed to say?
You know what is one I thought of? I've been doing recently of now Bumble, you can put where you're originally from. But a lot of people, if they're originally from New York, will like write that in their bio.
Okay.
So for most people, I have just been saying, like, I say, hey, their name. So that personalizes it. Right?
Yeah,
so
definitely
like,
put their name.
Not copying and pasting. Throw in a smiley trying to seem friendly through the internet.
I smile.
I smile. Look at me. And then I've just been asking, how long have you lived in NYC?
That's a great question.
Because it's easy.
Yeah.
I've lived here this long. Did it, and I also have found there's a lot of guys that then actually kind of take control from there.
Yeah.
Which is interesting. Or vice versa. But it's like, it's an easy ping pong it back. Oh, I've lived here this long. Da da da. Or especially people that are new. You're like, oh, what made you come here?
Yeah.
How, you know, well, how I mean, do you like it?
That's an easy follow up with anybody. Yes. You know, like, why did you move here? It's brutal.
Yeah. Right. I like it a little better than where are you from?
Yeah, because it's also like there's so many answers to that that you just can't even relate to. The only response you have is cool.
Right.
You know, it's like that's just a dead end road.
Or it's just like, I most likely don't know shit about wherever you're from.
Right. So. And by saying like, when did you come to X city? If it's like your shared place, that's automatically something you have in common mm-hmm. is that you live in this place. And then you can build a conversation from that.
Oh, yeah. And then from there, I usually figure out neighborhoods. Then the only other thing I've been trying is like, if someone has like a guy really likes wine,
mm-hmm.
I'll be like, where's your favorite wine spot in the city?
Yeah.
So that's like another thing of I think often asking for some type of recommendation is almost that like kind of like advice trick.
Well, it also sort of opens the door to a date if it's something like also food that. Or drink, because then they'd be like, oh, like we should go there sometime. You know, like it kind of threads the needle into moving off the app.
Exactly. So another thing it says, which is very interesting, is about resetting your profile. So a lot of mm-hmm. us, we like are on the app for whatever app, and then you're like, you just delete the app, but you don't want to delete your whole profile and remake one.
Mm-hmm.
But this says, oftentimes it's after a few weeks, if you are not matching, it may be worth deleting your profile, creating a new profile, uploading some fresh new pictures, as well as tweaking your bio to test out what works and what doesn't.
Yeah, well, because also, like we said before, it's going to put you to the top of the pool.
It boosts you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you're going to basically get a second try.
Yeah.
You know? You get a do-over.
You're like, hey, remember those first couple days you were on? It was so exciting. You like saw all these hot people. And then you suddenly were like, where did all those hot people go?
You can get them back.
Right. It also says something later in the article, too, because like people always wonder, or we've always had friends be in that scenario where like, you see someone on an app that you're like, I know they're dating my friend.
Yeah.
Or something, right? Yeah. And the question's always like, do these profiles just float in the atmosphere?
Right.
And according to this article, only for 30 days.
Right. That stuck out to me too. Of like,
how much did that stick out? Yeah. So much.
Because it is such just like an excuse that people use of like, oh, well, I forgot to delete it.
Mm-hmm.
But you opened it at least 30 days ago.
Right.
Or at most 30 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
And at least today.
At least 30 days ago, I'm retracing your steps.
Yeah.
Yeah. At least opened the app and looked at it.
Ugh. Men are trash.
One of the other things it says too, this article is written towards boys, so we'll try to just generalize. So the profiles that swipe right on you will be shown first as opposed to other ones. So I feel like the app does this, because I've felt this anytime I went to delete Bumble in the past. You'd open it and you'd be like, well, let me just like do one last check.
Mm-hmm.
And then you feel like you're like winning Russian roulette every time.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, man, every time I swipe right, I match. And it's like, well, showing you first pretty much all the people that said yes to you. And I think it's also partly a trick to get you to stay back on the app.
Well, yeah, that's like a classic marketing technique of like they're going to just fuel that part of your brain that mm-hmm. like feels reward mm-hmm. when you do something. Like you're going to feel really good about yourself when you get all these matches. So they're going to put it at the top. So you stay on the app and you keep coming back to it.
Yeah. And then it said if people are swiping no on you, they typically don't show up.
That's interesting.
Like it said only if it was like you got swiped no on like an hour ago, they might still come up.
Because it just hasn't processed like in the system.
Yeah, yeah. Kind of thing. So,
and it's also the more frequently you're on the app, the better you perform.
Yep.
Which is also just such a design for people to have to keep coming back mm-hmm. with the app, which I think makes it harder to actually find someone that you're interested in. Because there's that feeling of like, well, there's always more fish in the sea, especially if you're in like a really saturated area like New York, where there's mm-hmm. like so many single people. And every time you get on to have a conversation with someone, there's just more people who essentially like you popping up immediately. But and you have to get on every 24 hours, one for your thing to perform better, but then two for your conversations to be seen. So I feel like in a lot of ways, Bumble can kind of be a bit of a trap in that way if you don't move off the app fast enough.
I mean, yeah, I agree. I mean, it's something too. It didn't have this stats on like if you are messaging people. But right. I feel like for female profiles, since you are supposed to message first, that has to increase your popularity.
It has to.
Especially like they gotta have the ratio of like, okay, you've matched with 20 people and this girl only messages three.
Right. Because like that's not going to help like Bumble's ROI.
Right. Like they almost want to help you out if you're someone that's like, man, this girl messages everyone she matches with.
Yeah.
It keeps like the men on the app happier.
Right.
In a way.
Yeah. Because Bumble's going to look out for themselves first, and they need an app that's performing well. Like that's a business model.
Yeah. Well, I thought you meant the men first. I was no. like, I guess always
they're gonna look out for their business and then the men.
<You know? laughs> I mean, yeah, but that was the only thing I said. Yeah, if you remain active and log on daily, you have a significantly better odds than someone who hasn't logged on in a month. Which
like it does make sense.
Yeah,
yeah. Because also on the flip side of that, you don't want to be swiping and match with someone who's just never on. Mm-hmm. That's frustrating.
Yeah. The other thing I said too was we know less images means you're lower and poor quality images. However, also incomplete bios, you're shown mm-hmm. less. So like you have to just write something in there.
Okay. The bio, that by that it literally means
it's like
the
blank
little
slate,
bio underneath.
Blank slate bio.
Not all the different categories. Because I know like when I was on it, I didn't fill out like every category. Like
no, I don't do all of them either.
Okay.
Because it's long.
It's very
long.
There's
so many.
And there's some things I'm like, I don't just want everybody to know this about me. Like my views on having children or not, or like marriage. I'm like, these are big things. I'm like, I don't want to talk about this.
Dude, okay. It's so funny that being back on Bumble, right? My age range now is like a little bit higher, I guess, than, you know, when I first got on Bumble.
Yeah.
It is so funny to me. I always chuckle when I see a dude, it'll be like 37 and it's like, want kids someday. And
like,
it's like, buddy, if you don't really want them by now, I don't think you really want them. I don't think that, I think it's a no.
Yeah, that's a nice no.
Right?
Yeah.
It's like, it's just like, someday. I'm like, well, do you want to be alive when they're here?
Well, that's also a man that is a boy, you know?
Yeah.
Like
that's the one you're like, I know why you're almost 40 and single.
Exactly.
And on this app.
Yeah. You probably play a lot of video games too. Like he goes home and he plays Call of Duty and so it's on Bumble.
Oh, there was another thing too. Oh, they have the thing of putting what you're looking for. And it's like relationship, something casual, don't know yet. I think are the three.
Yeah.
Which is so like, I don't know. How do you feel about that? I feel like even if I'm on there and I'm like just down to hook up, I just don't like seeing that.
Yeah. I never had it visible because I felt weird about it. I feel like every one of those is very assuming.
You can't win.
You know? Yeah. You really can't. Because like you might meet someone, you might have a good time, but not really like want to date them necessarily, but if that's what your profile says, because you don't want to feel like you're just throwing out there like you're easy on the other ones. Kind of imply that for women.
Yeah. But the same way of when I see a dude that has a relationship, I don't believe him.
Exactly.
I'm like, I think you're just trying to trick the women into saying yes.
Yeah.
Like, no, I'm not here to hook up. I'm here to really meet somebody.
Yeah. And it's like, no, you're not. Okay. No, you're not. Mm. Yeah. I think it's a kind of a wasteful question, and it leads people to be deceptive.
Yeah. I mean, I get the intention behind it, but I almost feel like the only one that should exist should be like polyamorous, or I'm currently in an open relationship.
Yeah.
I feel
like
that's very fair game. And because that's often something that like people that are both open. I have a friend right now who they opened their relationship. He's on apps.
Mm.
He's trying to match with other open relationship people.
Oh,
not just random people, but he was like, because random people don't typically want to be with someone.
Well, exactly. Yeah.
So he's like, and it's kind of this double, like, you're in a thing and I'm in a thing. And so both parties fully know this is just like for fun.
And I'm sure it's really hard to like weed out who those people are. But if it's just like the badge on there, kind of like what you were saying about herpes and other STDs.
Yeah.
If it was just like a positive on, you know, you might not even have to show it.
Yeah, just let us know when we match.
Yeah.
Come on, Bumble. Someone get on board. Okay, so another tip I thought was very, very interesting. And I know we mainly have female listeners, but the men listening, you need to pay attention.
But for the men.
You really need to pay attention. Ready? Always swiping right will get your profile penalized.
This must be relatively new, though, because I remember this was probably 5 or 6 years ago when you and I first started hanging out in the city, and you took my Bumble. You were like, can I just swipe for you? And I was like, yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. And you swiped right on literally everybody and then sent pizza and beer emojis. And for probably close to 2 years, I was still getting responses just randomly. And I was like, who the fuck is this person? Like, I haven't been on this app. And then it would pop up and the first message was from me, and it was just pizza and beer.
Whoops.
So no, it was funny.
I don't think I swiped right on everybody.
It was you sat there like this for
but
a while.
It's more like when it's not really for you, you'll just go based off first photo.
Oh, for
you'll
sure
be like, yes,
yeah,
no, like, yeah,
yeah,
not even thinking.
Oh yeah. But so yeah, this has to be like a relatively new thing, though, because I didn't have, like, I had the most matches I've ever had. And it was all just a lot of emojis. But yeah, I think this is pretty new and something that people have been doing for a long time.
I like it, though. And here's the thing. I don't think Bumble is the only one that does this.
Oh, really?
I would bet that Tinder and other apps probably have something with this.
Well, Hinge, the free one, only lets you like, what, 10?
Oh, I think maybe Tinder does that too now, right?
I don't know. I haven't been
on Tinder.
Yeah,
there's
a
limit on Tinder.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think they do it in their own ways. And mm-hmm. I do think it's smart because it's not just like saturating everyone's inboxes.
True. Yeah.
You know?
Everyone took like a little bit of coffee meets bagel. It's like, let's make everybody tone it back. Let's make them tone it back. I mean, also, I think they just want to make money. So
yeah, it makes you
like,
pay for the...
Oh, for $9 a month, I can swipe as much as I want?
Yeah.
All right. You know. All right, so one thing it has about Bumble all caught up, it's like you're swiping and all of a sudden it's like you're out of people.
Mm-hmm.
Which New York doesn't really happen, but other areas it does.
Yeah.
It's like just expand your filters, but it says to expand the radius on miles away, but then it also says another way to find more matches is change location. Even if it's a mile or two, go for a walk or a drive somewhere if you're up to it. You will be presented with a few more profiles to select from. Which it just contradicted itself. It's like, raise the miles, and then it's like, or go drive. And it's like, well, would I rather go drive 20 minutes or just up my mile radius 5 miles or something?
Right. And doesn't it actually make more sense to do it on the app because it would expand? I would assume the geo-tracker works in a circle.
Yeah.
Where it's like, if you drive in a direction, you're pushing everything. Like,
I don't think you're
20 miles to the east.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're shifting literally everything that way. Yeah. It's like, if you just open it up, it's, I would assume, just moving the fence a little bit less in every direction.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think it's better to just up your mile radius.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, that's all we have from the article specifically with tips.
Have you found anything personally that you think works really well for, updating like any of your apps or just like techniques that you've used?
Well, I shared this before in an episode, so if someone hadn't heard it, I'll share it again. I once pulled the trick of pretending to be new to the area, and then that would be the question I asked people.
That's interesting.
But right now with like pandemic stuff, people are going to be like, what made you move here? Like, there might be more follow-up than before when I just was like, oh yeah, I'm new to New York. Like, what do you recommend doing? Because it's that trick, like I said earlier, I'm asking for advice, and it's an easy question that like someone always has, like, this is my favorite bar, or go do this sightseeing, or whatever the hell. Or it's like this chivalrous thing that men will be like, I'll be your tour guide. And it's that was like a little bit of a trick. But
I mean, you also have to be likely only wanting a hookup though, because if you go out and they're like, wait, you've lived here for how long? You know, they might remember that detail.
It's good for a time when there isn't a virus, when you're down to just go on a lot of dates.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, that will get you a lot of dates.
Okay.
It will. It's a hell of a move. So even if you don't want to just hook up, even though it's like, you know, if you do want to hook up, fine. But if you don't, I'm still like, you can use that move because it will get you to meet these people.
But you're starting on a lie.
But you're not like guaranteeing anything.
But
I mean, I guess
starting on a lie.
Right, I didn't think it through that much. I was just more being like, they can go on this date, have a great time, not hook up with the guy, and then continue to go on more dates if they hit it off.
Yeah, but then how do you just like navigate the question of your life? Like for you, for example, say you use that, you lived in New York for what, 7 years? And then they remember that and you are on the date and you're like, wow, I actually do like this person. I see them again. Like, how do you tell a story about your life at all? Hmm. Because everything would involve being in New York in the last 7 years. You know? Well, you know, I guess, when I was 24, just everything from 24 and younger.
My brain also envisioned, like, as you're walking around, they're like, man, you have very good sense of direction for being brand new to this city. You're like, oh, do I?
I'm like,
it's a grid, duh. Yeah.
I mean, I can add.
It's not that hard. Some stranger's like, which way is 7th Avenue? I'm like, that way. I'm new here.
To the west, idiot.
All right, I guess maybe not. But you know what? Look, it could possibly be, I guess, if you live in the world of romantic comedies, it could kind of be this funny thing that like date 2 or 3, you might kind of be like, can I be honest with you? I lied when I said I was new here. I just didn't really know how to open the conversation.
I feel like it's not a bad lie. It's just kind of a like weird lie.
It is a weird lie.
I think
they
would be like, why'd you say that?
It's very weird. Like, but I feel like you could spin it of like, I mean, you were just so cute. I was so nervous and like figured it'd be easy to like ask your advice on something.
I'm dishonest when I feel uncomfortable. Isn't that cute?
It could be cute. I don't know. I feel like you can spin it some way. I'm trying to think of like, I find the wherever you're from, if you ask how long someone's lived there, I think that's, it's like it's nothing special. Okay. Yeah. It's nothing special. That was like, I was reading other articles on this website and one was like, don't worry about being funny, bro. Like, has a woman ever messaged you on an app and she was funny?
I read this.
They're not funny. And I was like, oh my God.
Like, it was like, women aren't funny.
Yeah. Women aren't funny. So like, don't worry about being funny that much. Which I don't agree with the women aren't funny, but I actually do co-sign the like, don't try so hard to be funny.
Yeah. Cause when you're trying too hard, it doesn't come off well.
It's very,
you know,
weird.
What also is really hard is to write comedy. You know, like to write something funny.
To a stranger? Yeah.
Yeah.
Very
like,
hard.
That's why a lot of like good rom-coms, most people don't find funny. You know, like it'll divide a room because there's, it's so interpretive, you know, like just be genuine, be yourself. Like let that stuff come out in person. Because humor is so much tone that has to come out in voice inflection, physical like characteristics, all that.
Yeah. I've had, man, it is just hard to hang in there when it's like you have a couple kind of good app conversations, right? And then you do the like give the phone number and you move to text and then you're like, there is still zero personality happening.
Yeah.
Like I had someone texting me about soup.
What kind of soup?
Like it was just like, I made soup. It's still too hot to eat, so I'm waiting for it to cool down.
No.
And
no.
I just suck. And all I could think to say was, yeah, that's why I don't fuck with soup. But for me, I was like being funny. And then it was, I thought it was funny. And then like, it was something that like, I could tell he didn't like see any humor.
Oh, that's where you gotta like fuck with them and be like, I think you should put a lot of ice cubes in it.
Yeah,
so then they just dilute their soup.
But I ultimately don't want to talk about soup anymore. Like I was like, I mean, why? But it almost felt like, what is this, like a bumper sticker you saw that was like, you know what I mean?
I feel how sometimes like they really
people
made soup.
Say stuff and you're like, this is a saying on a t-shirt I've seen.
Yeah, I think something like that. They don't they have to like narrate their life because they can't think of another conversation.
But like, my God, if there's a man listening and essentially you move off the app when it's like, we should get a drink sometime. So you're like, cool, great. So this week I was apparently supposed to maybe get a drink with two different guys, right?
Okay.
They both were texting me last week, but like no sense of plans. Just like weird, not weird, but just like I don't want to be your pen pal.
Yeah, that's the thing. I think if you have a date kind of lined up, and especially a first date or even a second date, you don't really need to be texting a lot, especially if you're not someone who's like a good texter.
No. And they're not. They're doing the thing I actually agree with in the rules of it's like you don't have to answer stuff that doesn't require a response.
No, that's why red receipts are great.
Yeah. So like everything they're saying, like most of the stuff they say, I'm like, this is just a statement.
Yeah.
Like it's like, yep, on the train home. It's like, well, I already talked to you about, I know where home is, so.
Yeah.
No,
you don't need a pen pal. Fuck that.
Like, no.
And that's exactly what that is. That's someone who can't just also be in a space and not off their phone. And there is nothing more frustrating because it's like, if you think about if, say, for God knows what reason you hit it off with, I'm on the train home, man, right? Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden you're dating him. That's how he lives his life. You know, is because he's going to be, you're not the only person he's talking to like that, I guess is what I'm saying.
Probably not.
So he probably says that shit to his friends, like, or it's just on his phone all the time. It's like, nah, I don't want that. I don't want that at all. If you're texting me all the time, you are doing a lot of other shit on your phone and you're not in real life.
Yeah.
No. And I don't want to be around that.
It is so hard to not lose your patience on apps.
Yeah.
But it's a real annoyance when you ask a question and they don't throw you a question back.
Yeah, or especially a get to know you question like that.
Yeah, or I've asked a question as you're conversing and they ignore it. And I don't know. I think this is just my age. I'm at the point that I'll literally do an up arrow. I'll be like, you did not answer my question.
Yeah.
I'm like, you're already not listening to me and you can read it.
Yeah. Or like when you text and then you just like your own message. You missed one.
That's a move.
You missed a question.
I like that move. I'm all for that one.
Yeah. How do you feel about how Hinge now, it has the update that says like Erica just joined the app. Have you seen that?
Yeah, I've seen that pop up on other people's profiles.
How do you feel about that?
I mean, I've seen like many a jokes with TikTok kind of being like, oh, thanks for letting me know. They're like fresh meat or like whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's not that I like it, but I think it's more like if you match with those people, they're more likely to talk to you because if they are new, they probably have less matches and they haven't been on there like to the point where they're like annoyed by it.
They're not hardened.
Yeah. They're still like pure and innocent. Yeah. Oh, look at me, innocent on Hinge.
It's like when someone's new to New York and they're just excited about everything and they're like, oh my God, the streets. Like, and then all of a sudden they're like, they don't see the rats yet.
Yeah.
You know?
It's almost like the move I did on Bumble being like, I'm new here, was almost me just going, I just joined.
Yeah. I think it's good from that perspective, but I don't think it's good when people acknowledge it. Cause it, like,
yeah, why would you acknowledge it?
It's been like openers. I've seen this around like, I don't know, like Reddit threads or something of people being like, don't lead with why are you on here type thing.
I hate that question.
Yeah, especially if it's someone who's new. It's like you're asking if they just had a breakup, essentially.
No, I think it's, or like, what are you looking for? I've had a couple guys will ask that through any app.
I hate that question.
And I literally just go, to be honest with you, I hate that question.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh, but like I've seen some people like backtrack and I'm like, no, I go, what do you want me to say? I'm like, I'm on here to meet people.
Yeah.
Like why?
Yeah. Cause it's also like,
and then every time they go, I'm looking for something casual. I'm like, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
That's why you're asking.
Yeah. That's why you asked that question is so that box is checked for you.
Yeah.
In case you basically lead a girl on for too long because you've done it before and you got in trouble.
And I can't get mad.
Right.
When later down the road, I'm like, what do you mean you just wanted to hook up? You're like, well, I said I was looking for something casual.
Yeah. We have the receipts.
Yeah. No one can win. I don't like that question.
No, I don't at all either. Also, because I think it's kind of ridiculous to say like your goal is a relationship. I hate that because it's like, like you said, you want to meet people. And it's like, you're not going to go on a first date and be like, yeah, my goal is to make this one, like, lock it down.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's what that's implying when you say you want a relationship to someone. It kind of puts them in the hot seat of like, oh, that's what you want me to give you. It's like, that's not what I said.
Right. Like, or it's like, you can always say like, yeah, I would like to meet someone and, you know, hit it off. But I feel like it's like with my little like plans rule, you indirectly are telling people what you want by your actions.
Yeah.
So like if a dude keeps last minute hitting you up like, hey, you free to hang tonight? You're like, oh, sorry, I'm busy. Oh, sorry, I'm busy. You know, I need more notice than that.
Yeah.
Like you're indirectly being like, I'm going to keep saying no if you keep hitting me up the day before. And either they're going to like adapt and change or they're just going to keep doing their behaviors and you just ignore it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's Pavlov's dogs, right? Of like, you got to set the tone because also like they'll just learn like these things are okay. That's why when a guy texts you at 2 a.m. to like come over and you go, that's when you get the text from now on is like 2 a.m.
Yeah.
For like the quick hookup because now he doesn't have to put the work in anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And that's also part of the reason why I said no to that like Sunday sleepover. I did want to go with Space Jam, but I was like, this is really early and it sets the tone that like I'm okay with screwing up my Monday. And long term, like at the
point, I don't think he reads it as screwing up your Monday, but
yeah, you, well, yeah, that probably is unfair, but like,
listen, honey,
you're really fucking up my whole week.
Yeah, he's really testing it. It's like, I think he just wanted to see you, but I know what you're saying. If you go, listen, honestly, Sundays are like, well, one, we usually podcast on Sundays.
We do.
So I ran into that problem, Eggs Benedict, of once leaving halfway through the day, and he was like, I feel gypped. And I'm like, I have work to do.
Right.
Like, this is a day that often we are both free and we have plans.
Right.
Or you're like, I got to make my lunch. I got
to,
like.
Yeah, there's so many things I have to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so, but, like, a Monday morning, to like, it's saying that, like, I'm okay to, like, put in all that extra effort on a Monday morning when I usually work out, get in that time for myself, and, like, spend extra hour or so on a train. You know, like, it's very early to set that precedent.
Oh, yeah. For sure. You got to stick to what you want. I think that's the whole point of all this. So, you know, I would say we'll end this on this tip. I believe with any online dating, always put your profile in a positive sense. And I changed my bio. I did a few things of like greater than. So I put like beach over mountains, wine over beer, like just a couple little easy kind of fun things. I also put the temperature I set the room at. I've been getting many comments on that.
Oh.
Like I was like, I'm a 68 degrees temperature gal.
I like that.
And then there's people being like, yo, same here. I like a cold room when I sleep. Because I've dated people where you're like, oh, you like it very warm. And I'm like, I cannot sleep.
I can't breathe. That's the worst when it's hot and you wake up in the night and like you're just like choking.
You're just sweating.
Everything is dry.
Yeah. And then you're on the inside, the bed's in the corner, and you're like, I can't get out.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think instead of being like, know this, or like, don't this, it's like, no, just put some positives.
Right.
Like, I'm trying to think. There have been some negative things I've seen guys say, but it's more rare. But when I do, I'm like, what kind of attitude is this?
Yeah.
Like, it's, you know?
Yeah. It does come across as really rude and just like,
right?
Kind of like aggressive, but yours is a fun bantery kind of thing too, because it's also a really easy way to start a conversation and have like a quick back and forth.
Yeah. I thought of like a few things, and it kind of was like one food one, a vacation-esque one. Like if you kind of try to think like, let me cover a different bases, that just gives someone an opportunity to like conversate on something.
Yeah,
because I'm at the point like, well, especially with Bumble, you have to open the conversation if you're the woman, so it's like, give me something.
Yeah,
when there's zero to go on, I'm like, you're getting my how long you lived in New York question, honey, because that's you can't be mad that no one's giving you unique answers when you gave no uniqueness in your profile.
Yeah.
Except I did see a guy write something that was very funny. He was like, looking forward to a lot of dead end conversations.
That's funny.
Which that made me laugh. Yeah. I was like, all right, yeah, that's funny. That's a fun one.
There's very like rare ways that you can have a darker sense of humor.
Yes.
That actually works
and
on there.
And pull it off. It's not easy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think that's it for the Bumble profile. So, I guess if you have any Bumble success story DMs, I don't know, any advice you want to share with us, we'll share with the troops. Shooters Gotta Shoot Pod @gmail.com or DM us on Instagram at Shooters Gotta Shoot Pod. Also, we want to bring back DM Corner.
Yeah, we do.
We know there's got to be DMs happening.
Yep.
Or it doesn't even have to be DMs, but if you have any clever moves you've done,
mm-hmm.
similar to like commenting on a Venmo payment.
That's so ballsy.
Let us know. I like hearing these stories, and I feel like people are back out there trying to get cuffed up.
Yeah, it's cuffing season. We're in full swing, man.
It is cuffing season.
I know people are throwing out the moves.
I know. And this is, we're almost at our year anniversary. And I was like, yeah, it was right when I started dating Eggs Benedict. And I remember like, wow, this is like the one time cuffing season worked for me. I was like, oh my God, it worked. How about that? I was like, wow, we got one in before Thanksgiving. That never happens. Yeah. Like around Halloween, you're like, and they're gone. All right. Well, maybe after New Year's.
You just see all the couple's costumes emerge, and you're like, God damn it.
Yeah, exactly. You're just like, I missed the window again. Like, it's gone, you know? All right. Anyway, thanks, everybody, for listening. Leave us a review, and we'll see you guys next week.
Bye.